So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the podcast. And today's Business Growth Show, we're going to talk about why regular content is what you need in your business. And so if you're kind of struggling right now to generate leads, to close more sales, as a lot of people are, we're just in that time of the year, time of the decade. We're just at that point, aren't we? If I was to put a season onto this, you know, like what time of year are we in? Are we in spring? We're definitely not in spring. We're not in summer, you know, business-wise. Does it feel like summer? Not really. And I also wouldn't say it's autumn. Definitely not autumn. And I also wouldn't say it's winter. It's like, I mean, we're in March anyway, but like from a business point of view, I feel like winter is just finishing and we're just on this transition to spring. Once we get a new government, I think that will help. I think a government will actually help quite a lot, actually. And then also, I think that that will kind of kickstart a little bit more confidence coming back to the market. But until then, until we get to that point, and we've definitely felt this, and we know our clients are definitely feeling this, you know, if a person doesn't pay our client and our client doesn't pay us, and then we don't pay a supplier, and then that supplier doesn't pay somebody else, and then that somebody else doesn't pay the next person, and then that next person doesn't pay our customer, then our customer can't pay us. And so it's like this circle that we're going around, excuse me, right now. And it's just challenging. I understand that it's very, very challenging. But at some point, we're going to come out of this, I feel. And if so, you want to have your business in a position whereby it's good to go, it's ready. Sorry, the dog keeps bothering me. It's good to go, it's ready. You're going to generate leads. But right now, everybody is kind of compacting and just it's very challenging out there. And it's painful. It's painful for everybody. I don't know anybody who's just doing really, really well. There are a few people, actually, that will probably do really well. People into security, like, you know, because burglaries will be up, muggings will be up, car thefts will be up. So car alarm companies, not that you really do third-party car alarms these days, right? Like, you know, you just stay with your normal car alarm, don't you? But those sort of businesses that are dealing with those sort of things, they will probably do quite well, I would imagine. Just looking at my arrow here, my arrow is all over the place. Look at that. But let's talk about why regular digital marketing content is going to win for you in 2024. And it does a couple of things that I just wanted to cover here. The first one straight off the bat is just in terms of recognition. And I don't know if you've done this, but I've definitely had this. I've gone to networking events and you see people just kind of looking at you like, I think I know that guy. And I suppose I look kind of recognizable, I suppose. I've got that face, right? So there's not many people who look like this, thank God, I hear you say. But you can walk into a place and people already know who you are. And that's actually a really nice feeling. It's like getting that recognition because, you know, it builds trust, there's less walls and it's easier sales. The three next things that I'm about to talk about. But getting recognized as a business owner and people already know what you do before you even get there, I think is very powerful. And if you can have that, that's very useful. Sorry, I'm just looking at my image because I seem to be very high up there. My head's going off the top. There we go. I think that works. So walking into a place and being recognized just makes life so much more easier. And you can talk about stuff. You've got instant rapport. When I used to work for a computer company many, many, many years ago, we'd do the cold calls and we'd get on the calls and we'd be saying to them, you know, my name's Dan. I'm calling from such and such a company. And they'd be like, who? What? Who are you? Why? Why am I listening to you? And then when I went and got a job at Dell, hi, it's Dan, I'm calling from Dell Computers. We're like, oh, yeah, I'll take that call, right? So that recognition, obviously, we're not Dell Computers, but that recognition where people actually recognize who you are, and before you walk in the room or as you walk in the room or as you introduce yourself, they go, oh, yeah, I know who you are. I've seen you around. I've seen your marketing and your shorts and your videos and your advertising and your attempt at really bad humor and your inappropriate humour, and how are you not in prison, right? So, like, getting that recognition, all right, maybe not the last one, but getting that recognition, I think, is really, really important. And really what we're talking about here is we're talking about building brand, aren't we? really, because that's what recognition is. You know, I fancy a Coca-Cola, well, or Coke. Which Coke are you going to have? Coca-Cola. Is Pepsi all right? You know, right? So that's for brand recognition. And if you can build as much brand. And so I was chuckling like a 9-year-old boy today because I was talking about planting seeds in people, which I just thought was incredibly funny, talking to my number two in charge, Graham. He manages all the delivery for all the clients. I was talking about putting seeds in people. But the thought seed in someone's mind, you know, when, you know, for example, cold calling. Cold calling's a horrific job if you've ever done it. And if you've never done it, you should do it because it's, one, it's soul destroying and character building, all rolled into one. So what you should do when you're cold calling is wear Crocs, and then any self-esteem that you've got left at the end of a cold calling session will just seep out of the holes. But cold calling is very, very challenging. But the way that I managed cold calling was that actually I'm just introducing my brand. And in fact, I actually typed something while I was on a call with Graham, and it was a cold calling script. I'm always getting ideas and typing them down so that at some point we'll implement them. So, for example, a cold calling script could be, hey, my name's Dan, we're just building brand, and I thought I'd check in with you to see if there's anything that we can help you with, like a new website or a lead generation campaign. And they're going to go, no, nothing right now. And then you go, that's perfect. I've got your details. Let me drop you an email, and then you'll have my details as well. What's your email address? So then you can email them as well. And then, is there anything else in the meantime? Shall I give you a call in a week? Have you got any thought, you know, ideas about growing your business that you might want to discuss? They might tell you to piss off at some point, but that's all right if you do that because you're building brand. No, piss off. Never phone me again. Perfect. I'll drop you an email in 3 months then. So it's like, that's the brand building and sowing that seed and trying not to snigger like a 9-year-old child, which I often am. I'm 51, for God's sake, but I still find it funny. But building brand is really, really important, and getting that brand recognition, and brand recognition isn't just, by the way, your business, but it's you as an individual. You know, there's the product, there's the business, and there's the person. And the brand should be built on all three of those topics. That's probably something I should write down for tomorrow's session. So there's the person, the product, and the business. Let me just write that down. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, the business. Brand building. Okay. Because I think it's useful to cover that stuff. Just because if you don't know this stuff, like as a lot of people don't, and why would you know this stuff, right? Then it's down to people like me just to kind of run through it and explain it. So you're going to pick it up either on a long form podcast such as this, or on some of our shorts that we do. But getting that recognition will help you close a lot more sales. And then let's just move on to the next one then, which is trust. So regular content will help you build trust over time. Now, this is a mistake that I see a lot of people making, and you might be making this mistake as well. So what happens is they produce a video, and it's challenging for them to produce videos, and it's difficult producing a lot of videos in particular, which, by the way, is why we have our 375 product, where we interview you, pull out 20 videos out of that interview, and then schedule them for you, which is really cool. And then any gaps where we haven't got a video, you know, 30 days, we have 20 videos, we'll make an extra 10 images just to plug any gaps for you. That's like a 375 product, which is really cool. And we've had some people take us up on that this month already, which is really nice, by the way, because I can see the results that people are getting from that, which is really cool. But creating video on a regular basis is challenging. But if you can do that more than just over 10 or 12 or 14 days, but get used to doing it consistently over months, you're going to build this level of trust in the marketplace. Because even if you forget for a week or two and then you start doing it again, they'll go, oh yeah, look, it's back again. And if you stop doing videos, people go, oh, where are your videos? And we've literally had emails when we haven't done podcasts where people come back and go, oh, Dan, where's your podcast? I like listening to your voice, and which just blows my mind because I sound like this, for goodness sake, right? So, but we literally have had emails like that where people have asked us to keep going with the podcast. And so we do. And so I find that really interesting. And so what happens is over a period of time is that you're starting to build trust with people. People can see you. You become a regular on the podcast circuit or on the video circuit, on Facebook, on the shorts and on Instagram and on TikTok and all of that kind of thing. And what's happening is over a long period of time, you're having these little touch points with people that you have no idea who's watching your content, but you have these touch points. And over a longer period of time, that is actually building up trust. for your business. And what happens when you build up trust is it just makes life a lot easier for you to go ahead and close business. And then a consequence of building up the trust is that you have less barriers to entry. You have less walls. So if I put an email out saying, hey, I noticed your website's out of date. Did you want to jump on a call for an update? If they've seen some of my content, then why would they not want to look at that content or look at that opportunity to book a strategy call, for example? And so you have less barriers to entry, less walls to climb, less, what do we call it in a castle? I can't think of a word, where you have turrets. And I can't remember what the actual thing is, but you've got less of those. It's not a moat. I can't think of a word. Can't think of it anyway, but you've got less barriers to entry. And it just means that people are more amenable to actually jumping on a call with you because you've already demonstrated who you are. You've already demonstrated expertise. You've already built some trust. They already recognize you either from your voice or from what you sound like. So, and I've mentioned this before, we were at a networking event. I was talking to this lady and she's like, you sound really familiar. And she couldn't place where. And then she looked at my name tag and she's like, I've listened to your podcasts, which is amazing, right? And then she went and got a friend, a dude who came over and said, oh, this is Dan, you listen to his podcast. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, you have less barriers to entry. It just makes life a lot easier. And so then in turn, from all of that, this is really why we're doing it. You're just going to get some easier sales here. And getting easier sales, like, let me ask you a question. Do you want hard sales or do you want easy sales? Which of those would you prefer, right? It's like, it's not a trick question. Obviously, you, like everybody else, wants easier sales. But the way in which you're going to get easier sales is by creating a lot more content, building a lot more recognition, building a lot more trust, becoming the expert in your marketplace, having less walls and less barriers to entry to getting into a conversation. And then guess what happens when you're in that conversation? People already know when they're booking a strategy call with me, they already know that they want to do business. And the reason why they already want to do business, bear in mind they don't know how much it is yet. Sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't. Bear in mind that they still want to jump on that call is because of all of the work that we've done, which will lead us to easier sales. It's pre-selling. And if you can pre-sell something, by the time that person's already made a decision before they get on the call, being on the call just confirms that you're not an idiot, you're not an asshole, right? And that they actually want to do some business with you. It's really, really easy. Much easier than having to call and then having to explain who you are and talking about your business and your products and how it will help. That's why we go live so often. This is why we have training events to help people understand what you should be doing with your digital marketing. And then when they get on a strategy call, they already know what to do. They just don't have time to do it. So they ask people like us to come and help them out. And that's what we're here for. Anyway, look, I hope you find that useful today. That is regular content and why it wins and why you should be doing it as well. If you've got any questions, just hit me up and we'll give you a hand. Other than that, we'll probably speak to you tomorrow, hopefully. Have a great day and we'll speak to you then. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.